I'm Jim Falk, and today I'm with Jim Flaherty, Minister of Finance from Canada. He's been in Stephen Harper's Conservative government since 2006. Thank you so much, Minister, for joining us on Global IQ Minute. We are here today at the George W. Bush Institute, and we're at a conference on energy regulation. And already in the first 2 hours of the conference, the Keystone XL pipeline has been mentioned several times, probably not a surprise to you. There remains continued uncertainty whether the Obama administration will improve construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. We know it's important to Canada, but please take this opportunity to tell our audience, members of the World Affairs Council, why they should be concerned and why is it important to the United States?
Well, the largest supplier of oil to the United States is Canada. We supply more oil to the United States, more than 1 million barrels a day, than Venezuela and Saudi Arabia combined. Some people don't quite understand that because we're just a friendly neighbor, but we're a major exporter of oil to the United States. There are already more than 80 transmission lines between the United States and Canada, and this particular project has already been approved to Oklahoma. It's just a question of whether it goes farther or not. The bottom line is that Canada is going to export its natural resources, including oil, including oil from the oil sands. And whether we export them to the United States or somewhere else, they will be exported because we have to protect our own economy.
What's your timing on that? How long are you going to give the Obama administration?
We're not going to wait. No, we're going to go ahead and we're going to build pipelines within Canada. Additional pipelines so that we can make sure we can get our resources to the west coast of Canada and also to the to Montreal, which is on the St. Lawrence River, and to the east coast of St. John, New Brunswick, which has a deep water port.
And according to your government's estimates, what would the impact of that be on U.S. employment?
Well, the State Department's estimate was 42,000 jobs in the United States.
Last week, I believe you were in Moscow at the G20 conference, and all the reporting in the United States, especially on CNN, was about Syria. Give us a sense, if you would, about the atmosphere at the G20 and what other issues were discussed, or was Syria totally overshadowing the rest of the agenda?
The leaders talked a lot about Syria. My prime minister didn't. President Obama did. The finance ministers tend to talk about finance issues,
and you had that opportunity,
which we did. Well, we know each other quite well, and I'm the most senior finance minister in the G20, except for the Saudi Arabian minister, but he doesn't have to get elected.
He doesn't. Yeah. you've been in office since 2006.
Yeah, 7.5 years. So it's a bit different. They listen to. To us, the German minister and I, Wolfgang Schäuble and I, are very good friends, and we tend to agree on economic issues. I'm not a fan of printing money, nor is he, and we both believe in the importance of a balance between the creation of jobs and fiscal. Frugality.
When you look at how Canada weathered the 2008 global recession, and it seems to even be moving much faster than the United States and some other countries, what do you think has really been the key to Canada's success? Is it more bank regulation, or what were some of the other factors?
Well, we bit the bullet. I mean, we went ahead and did the a huge in Canadian terms, deficit in January 2009, because what I was hearing from business, small, medium, and large business, was that there was that the recession was deeper and darker than the economists were telling me. And the Prime Minister and I talked about that, and so we decided that we would do an early budget and we would run a big deficit. Now we're getting back to balance. We'll be in balance in 2015. We'll be back in balance, which is very, very important. Our banking sector was solid. There were a couple of financial institutions that had some challenges, but we watched them very carefully, and I spoke to them directly. It's easier, quite frankly, in Canada than it is in the United States, because we only have a limited number of large financial institutions.
So you don't have the too big to fail issue in the same way?
Well, we do, and you know, because we have a limited number. I mean, if one of them were to fail, that would be a serious issue. And there was a danger that one or two of our large financial institutions would not succeed during that time. But we talked a lot. It's easier for me as the finance minister because I can only have to talk to a limited number of people. I mean, I don't have to talk to 800 bank executives. I mean, it's a lot easier for me.
From the financial perspective, I wonder if you might comment on how NAFTA has affected Canada, and it's about to reach its 20th year. What do you think is the next step for NAFTA?
Well, I think it's a fabulous agreement. It's been great for the United States in terms of job creation. It's been great for Mexico and also for Canada. I'm hopeful that the United States can reach an agreement with the European Union also, and that Canada can also. We've had long negotiations, but we're not quite there. And I'm hopeful that we can do something in the Pacific region, which we're all participating in. You know, world free trade would increase the standard of living of everyone in the world. And that's been proven time and time again in free trade agreements. And so it's very important, I think, that we all work together toward that goal.
Is there any issue affecting U.S.-Canadian relations in the financial fiscal area that you'd like to comment on while you have this audience of members of the World Affairs Council?
Well, there's the FATCA issue, which is a problem. And I've been, Tim Geithner and I talked about this a lot. And I've discussed it with the new Secretary of the Treasury, who is the fourth one with whom I have done business. And
your long tenure is a benefit.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure it's a benefit or not, but we need to solve this because there's a whole bunch of people. There are more than a million people living in Canada who are Americans. And, you know, some of them have filed tax returns in the United States. Some haven't. Mm-hmm. And I don't want these people persecuted. So I need to arrive at an agreement with the Secretary of the Treasury. And we're getting close. We're not quite there, but that's an important arrangement we need to make.
Well, thank you very much for being our guest on Global IQ Minute. Enjoy the rest of your stay here.
My pleasure. Thank you.